Much of the Reno City Council is up for re-election this fall, and multiple incumbents will have to make it past the June primary in order to be on the ballot in November. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano spoke to Bob Conrad with This Is Reno to break down those races.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Bob, there are a few prominent names up for re-election for Reno City Council this year, and there are some interesting races. What should residents know?
Yeah, so the three or four big names that are, you know, up for re-election this year for Reno City Council, of course, are Jenny Breckus, Devin Reese, and actually I should say Devin Reese is not up for re-election. He is actually up for election. He was selected and appointed last year to fill a vacant seat. And then, of course, Oscar Delgado and Neoma Jardin. I think what residents should know is, do they want to stay the course with these candidates, or do they want something new? What I think residents need to know is, are they happy with their current representation on the Reno City Council in their respective wards? And if they are, then I think they're going to know who to vote for. If they're not, then it might be time to explore some of the candidates that are running against the incumbents.
As you know, some of the incumbents have had their fair share of differences. What challenges are they up against?
If I were to venture a guess, I would say that Breckus probably faces the biggest challenge. She's very vocal, very outspoken. It's not uncommon to see the rest of the council vote in favor of something and Jenny Breckus voting against it. Because of that, she has a lot of detractors, but she also has a lot of supporters. I think that race is going to be very interesting. You have three people running for that seat. Of course, Jenny Breckus being one. You also have J.D. Draculich and Britton Griffith. The Reno mayor, Hillary Sheevy, has also endorsed Britton Griffith for Breckus's seat. So I think that race is going to be somewhat contentious, maybe not publicly, but at least behind the scenes. In regards to Neoma Jardin, she's got name recognition. She's also been very visible in the community. She is facing three different opponents, and Darla Fink is one, and the other two are Kurt Gottschalk and Lee Wilhelm. We put out a call for information from all candidates in the local area and did not hear back from two of them, but one is Darla Fink. She said that, you know, she was raised in the area. She has a master's in public administration from UNR. Her platform, she says that there are critical infrastructure needs that aren't being met, such as police and fire. As I said, for the voter guide, we did not hear back from the other candidates, but, Neoma Jardin, the incumbent, is facing three competitors in this race.
Is there anything that could hurt their chances from being reelected?
With regard to the incumbents, we know them. If you follow the city politics, we know Devin Reese, we know Jenny Breckus, we know Oscar Delgado, we know Neoma Jardin. We know where they stand basically on a lot of issues. So if there were a major scandal, yes, I would say that would hurt their chances from being reelected. But I'm not really seeing anything on the horizon at this point that could hurt their chances. You know, funding is always a concern. Who's got the biggest coffers to support their campaign? So that definitely could play into it. But at this point, I think some of these races are going to be fairly straightforward.
There's also an at-large seat up for grabs. What do you know about that position?
Yeah, so in regard to the at-large seat, that's always kind of an odd seat to me. Devin Reese is being challenged by Eddie Lorton, who has not been successful in earning an elected seat in an office. He's viewed as fairly conservative, whereas Devin Reese is viewed as fairly progressive. I'm not sure we can delineate those lines strictly on either of those candidates. But, Lorton has been fairly controversial for a variety of reasons. And I'm not saying that Reese has not been controversial, but, you know, some people have registered concerns about Reese as a council member. But by and large, you know, I think people kind of know where he's coming from. He is the vice mayor right now. And he, like I said before, he's been very active in campaigning, primarily through social media, from what I've seen. And whereas, Lorton seems to be really taking more of a traditional approach, you know, getting his name out there, you know, putting signs up all over the city and that kind of thing. So I think Lorton will have a tough fight against Devin Reese.
Ward 3's Oscar Delgado is running for his third term. He's been fairly hands-on with helping to get information to the Latino community in his ward. What would it take for someone to unseat him there?
Yeah, I would say in the case of Ward 3, certainly Oscar Delgado is the known incumbent. You know, he's kind of a mainstay for Ward 3, whereas his opponent, Rudy Leon, she's relatively unknown. She is a big advocate for renters' rights, and, you know, she advocates for people suffering the effects of gentrification. She believes that she can do a better job than Oscar Delgado, but, you know, Oscar's been there a while. People know him. He's been out in the community. Some of his decisions have been controversial among his ward. But is that enough to tilt the election against him? I don't think so. Again, I could be wrong. And I think, too, because Oscar is Latino and a lot of his ward is Latino, I think he has an advantage there. I think Rudy's got a tough fight. But, you know, again, I've been surprised before and I could be surprised again.